My dad had just come across, he just came in from a boat ride early morning, and he came in, and his daughter was there on the dock, and he was about to tell the daughter, we're not going out again. He had told her they were going out. He said, we're not going out again. It's too rough, it's too rough. And it was just her, but he was on his own. His name was Keith Baxter. And he pulled into port in Maui, and his daughter was there, 7 years old, little blonde girl, and she said, Dad, you promised. You promised. And he said, it's too rough out there. It's too rough. She said, you promised you were going to take me across to the other island and take a peek. And he said, it's too rough, baby. And she insisted. She insisted. He took her on the boat ride. They got about halfway to the other island, maybe a little farther. Big waves in the middle of the channel. It's a Pahiloa channel. Like 15-foot waves. In the middle of the channel. And this little girl, she was out there, and she somehow heard voices. She heard voices amongst all the wind and these big, big rolling waves in the middle of this channel. And then they stop. They stop, turn the engines off to listen. And then they listen, they listen. And then they heard voices out there. And then they looked up and they saw a couple paddles, a couple canoe paddles in the middle of this channel. There was three people in the middle of the channel. Drifting. They would have drowned if they wouldn't have found these people. There's a 70% chance they would have drowned. These people probably wouldn't have lived if it weren't for this little girl that heard this voice and made the dad stop and encouraged the dad. She saved these three people's lives. The reason I know this story, and I know it well, I was one of those three people. Little girl who was 7 years old, I haven't met her since then, or I haven't seen her since then. Her name is Ashley Baxter, and she made it to Seattle for this show. I just want to introduce you to Ashley real quick and thank her. She was a little kid. She dedicated this song, Future Days, to her. Because without her,